I think the most confusing part of the Seder, hands down, is the Afikoman. First of all, by that point, I don't know about your Seder, but my Seder is already a little bit hefker at that point. You have half the people are asleep at that point. Half the time you're running to make chatzos, and you have like 3 minutes left, and you have to eat the whole Afikoman, which is always a fun endeavor. Or everyone's running around, and people are, you know, have lost it. Some people have lost it at that point, and they're done, both mitzad the wine, both mitzad their interest. So the question now is, how do you properly do the Afikoman, and can you be walking around or eating the Afikoman in different places, or, not to pick on hotels too much, but are you able to even eat an Afikoman in a hotel? We'll see some situations which are not so simple. So the Gemara in Mishnah Pesachim says, "Ein maftir achra pesach afikomen," which is a very vague line, which no Gemara itself tries to figure out what in the world does that mean. Simply put, you can't do something after the Pesach afikomen. So Rav, already in the Gemara, pipes up and said, "What that means is at least vis-a-vis the Karban Pesach, you can't eat anything after the Karban Pesach in a different chabura." In other words, if you're eating over here, your group of people eating the Karban Pesach, you can't go to a different area with another group and eat anything, even have a drink of water by that group. Why? Lest you come to have their piece of their Karban Pesach, and then it says, you're only supposed to have one real Karban Pesach in one place. If you go to there and have water, the fear is, or even whatever, soda, they're going to offer you, oh, here, have a piece of our Karban Pesach, you'll be having two Karban Pesachs. Says Shmuel, no, that's not what that means. What it means is that don't eat anything, even in your own chabura, after you finish the Karban Pesach. Meaning, don't even have, you know, potato chip after you finish your Karban Pesach. Why? For a totally separate reason, is that you want to have the taste of matzah in your mouth throughout the night. Now, the Rashbam points out... Okay, that's a separate question. That's a good question. At least until Chatzos. At least until Chatzos, probably until Alos as well, but for the most part, we're machmir enough even past Chatzos. But you're right, that itself is a loaded question. Now, Shmuel, the Rashbam points out that Shmuel agrees to Rav's point, that not only does he say you're not going to eat anything after your own, anything after you in your own chabura, but obviously you're not going to go to someone else's chabura as well and eat anything at that point in that place as well. Now, all of this that we're talking about is ein maftir an achar ha-pesach afikomen, which, since unfortunately we don't have a Karban Pesach, maybe this year we will, but you know, we're running out of time. But what about matzah, the afikomen, which is in the place of the Pesach? Do all these laws apply? Now, Tosus, by the way, just to knock off the entire chabura, says no, it doesn't. Meaning this whole halach of ein maftir achar ha-pesach only applies to actual Karban Pesach. Anyhow, he reads the Gemara as a separate issue. But the simple read of the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, that everything we just said about Karban Pesach applies by our afikomen, our colloquial afikomen nowadays, that has to ascribe to these same rules. Which would mean you can't take your afikomen, or you go to, which would mean basically, you can't, after you finish your afikomen, you can't go down the block to your neighbor and start eating something there at his house. And even at your own house, you wouldn't be allowed to eat anything after the afikomen. So far, so good. Says the Ramah, based upon this, lo yachilenu b'shnei mekomos. Don't eat the afikomen in two separate places. Why? Because if you have your afikomen in one place, and then go eat the rest of the afikomen in a different place, you're violating the lesson of Rav. Because you're not allowed to eat anything in another place, so to have matzah in that second place is just as big of a problem. Because what's the fear? Lest you come to eat a Karban Pesach in two different places. So if you take your afikomen and eat half of it in your house, then you want to go join your cousin across the street, so you take your rest of your afikomen and eat it at your cousin's house, you violated this halacha. Says Ramah, don't do that. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says it's even worse than that. And now we come into our hotel problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hu adin b'cheder echol. In one room, you also have a problem. Miktsaso b'shulchan zeh, or miktsaso b'shulchan acher. Don't have half of it in one table, and go to your friend's table, and have the other half. David kishne mekomos, because it's like two different places, and you would be eating the afikomen in two different. Now, I haven't been to a hotel in years for the Siddurim, but my recollection of the Siddurim, at least in the, especially when you have other relatives or family there, is you kind of like, you know, instead of sukkah hopping, you matzah hop a little bit, and then you have a little bit part of the Seder yours, then if you finish early, then you go to the next person's Seder, and you eat a little bit there. So if you want to go to Nirtzet, someone else's Seder, or do Halal, the second Seder, so you can't take your afikomen, eat it in yours, or be part of it, and then walk with the afikomen to the other table, 5 feet away, based on this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that's great. For all of us that are not going to the hotel, so this is a wasted halacha. What are you teaching us? Well, what about, you want to put the kids to bed upstairs, in the middle of eating your afikomen, so you take your afikomen, you munch on your afikomen, and it's, you know, your wife's telling you, no, you got 2 minutes left, 1 minute left, but go check on the baby upstairs. So you take your afikomen from your dining room table, and you walk with the afikomen, still munching it as fast as you could stuff it in your mouth, upstairs. No, yotze, you're not. Did you violate this halacha?
House is like one room.
House is like one room, or not. It says, though. It says, b'cheder echad, miktsasu b'shulchan zeh, or miktsasu b'shulchan acher, is a problem.
You're not going to get
Okay. Comes along Shmuel Kamenetsky and says you're all correct. And says, no, come on. The whole issue here is if there's another chabura, so if you've got your cousins eating upstairs, and then you go take your meat, take your matzah and walk upstairs to join them, that's when you have a problem. But if you're the only chabura in the house, which I would imagine most people have, right? You know, it would be pretty bad if you and your parents or in-laws have to have your own separate seder. We almost did that 1 year, so don't we're not going to say it on the tape here, but almost happened 1 year. But the point is that sometimes they want it that way, because you want to go very slow, other people in your family want to go very fast. So it's not the craziest idea. Yeah, but unless there's that situation, if it's only one seder in your house, you could take your matzah, seemingly according to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, in the Kovetz Halachas, and take it and go upstairs. Not a problem, because there's no other chabura there. But that's a little bit of a read into the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah simply says, "Becheder echad, miktsaso b'shulchan zeh, umitsaso b'shulchan acher," looks like two groups. It doesn't say that there has to be actually two groups there. And Menite Gavriel, as well as the Minchas Chinuch, seem to say that there's a problem. Menite Gavriel says, even for you to walk around while eating nafikomen may violate this concept of eating it in two makomos. And even to be scarier, he says maybe the whole Gemara talks about if you have two different groups and they're looking at each other, you may have a problem. So he says based on that, he quotes in a footnote in Nitei Gavriel, maybe you're not even allowed to turn your neck when you're eating afikomen. You have to stay like this, you know, and really eat the afikomen straight ahead. That's a little bit of a chumra in a footnote. But the point is, according to Nitei Gavriel, to take the afikomen and to walk, he says walk around the house with it, may be a problem.
You're not leaning.
Okay, you're right. Fine. So, correct. So, we're walking around the house, maybe this. But to lean and then walk, you know, 50 feet and sit outside your kids' room when you want to give your kids up, and then lean outside the door, that would be a problem according to Nitei Gavriel. Although Rav Shmuel would say that's not a problem at all. To end off, well, what about if you're not going to have a kazayis in either place? So you have to have a kazayis to be an afikomen. So you just have two bites at your table, then you go eat the rest of the afikomen, you know, a kazayis, let's say, up there by the kids' bedroom. So it shouldn't be a problem. But says the Rabbi Ovadia, he says, no, that's a problem as well. Any splitting of the afikomen at all in different places is a problem. We'll just end with the final issue, which happens all too often, probably more often than going to check on your kid. What about if you fall asleep in the middle of eating an afikomen? That is a separate Ramah. Don't worry, the upshot of that is, this will give a whole kabur on that, but the upshot of that is that it's fine if you fall asleep during the meal, you could still have the afikomen afterwards. If you fall asleep in the middle of afikomen, you can't really continue afterwards unless there's someone still at the table who is up. So in other words, if it's just you and your wife, and you're both of you are gone in the middle of eating your afikomen, and you have to be a real sleep, says the Mishnah Rama, it has to be, can't be just a doze. You know, you really have to knock yourself out for a minute, and then you wake up, or it's a few minutes, and you knock yourself out, at that point, then you can't eat the afikomen anymore. You can't have it again. But my question, I'll end you with this question. I don't have the answer to this, but homework, yeah? Let's say it's you and your wife. You got all your kids there. You and your wife get knocked out, but all your under bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah age kids stay up. Do they save you to continue eating? Because someone's up, but they don't count as bar mitzvah. I don't know. I couldn't find that answer. Tzarechin, that's probably the most relevant, probably most practical application of that halacha. We should be zochah. We should all stay up for all haggadah. We should eat it in one place, and we should be a chag kashrus sameach.